Ketamine is a horse tranquilizer, but also a popular but illegal recreational drug on the club scene. Now, researchers in the English National Health Service say it could be a dramatic new treatment for depression. They've conducted a small trial. The mother of a 32-year-old woman who was part of that trial said the drug had had an immediate effect on her daughter.
After she's had the treatment, she's already feeling better before we leave the hospital. It works that quickly. And she's sort of got a lot more confidence in herself when she's had the treatment. She's chatty and she'll talk to people. She's not as withdrawn as she would normally be. And she can concentrate better. And after one lot of the treatment, she even went out for a walk on her own the day after, which she's not done probably in the last 10 years.
How exactly does ketamine work?
Over the past 20 years, we've found that most antidepressants, while they may act on other receptors and other transmitters in the brain, they also seem to have some effect on this receptor, the NMDA receptor. And people in the 1990s thought, well, why don't we just go straight to that receptor? So what we're seeing now, really, is the results of the number of trials that have been done with ketamine in depression over the past 10 or 15 years. And the report today actually describes the outcomes for people that were treated. So this is really the first time we've seen results from standard use in medicine, if you like, rather than a controlled clinical trial.
Many people will be familiar with ketamine from its reputation in the club scene as being a recreational and sometimes very dangerous drug, as well as hearing about its uses in veterinary medicine. How does the use differ in a clinical setting?
Well, ketamine does lots of very different things. So, for example, it's licensed as an intravenous agent to induce sleep in children in veterinary medicine. It's used as a pain reliever. And also it's used illicitly. Now, the doses and the way it's given vary dramatically. So generally, recreational use is by very high doses, and that's often snorted up into the nose. In depression, we're using pretty low doses, which sometimes, but not always, give rise to a few adverse effects, but not often.